are you listening to from the past? What did they say to you that you think, even though now you're an adult, you still have to listen to that? I can tell you that you can't change your past, but you can change the way you talk to yourself today. Now, if you change the way you talk to yourself starting right now, you're going to find that all of those negatives are going to eventually, quickly go out the window. And when they do, it's going to make you able to go along and do things that you want. So how are you going to start today? First of all, I want you to start today by making a long list of all the good things you have ever done. In spite of all the stuff that people told you you couldn't do, these are things that you have done anyway. And when you find yourself putting yourself down, you're going to say to yourself, stop it. Stop it right now. Then you want to look at your list and say something opposite. Oh, no, that's not me, because this is what I have done. You might be the teacher in your Sunday school class. You might have gotten promotions on your job. You might have a fabulous family. You might even do all these wonderful things, draw, sew, cook, and make fabulous meals that taste really, really delicious. All of that is really something that you've done for yourself. So had you not been capable, you wouldn't have been able to do that. So what I want you to do, I want you to stop right now, make a long list of all the things that you have accomplished. And then when these nasty negative thoughts come in, because sometimes even after you've started to make the list and you start to say to yourself that I can do this, you still have the negative thoughts sometimes trying to ease in. When the negative thoughts ease in, you're going to say stop it. And then you're going to give yourself a positive thought to put in the place of that negative thought. Because you know you have achieved a lot of good things. And because you have achieved a lot of good things, then it's not necessary to dwell on the negatives. If it's important to you, you can make it happen. You might even decide to start a mantra saying some of the things that you've done on your list. Make a litany of it every day. I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that. All the good things that you have done, all the things that make your heart sing because you know that you did them well. And because you did them so well, you know that you are capable, that you're lovable, and that you can get things done. So what I want you to do is write down the good things that you have achieved so that as you regularly go through your list, you're going to see that, ooh, I missed something. So you're going to add more to it and you're going to add more to it. And as you add to your list, it's going to help you to be the best you that you can, because your self-talk is going to be, I am capable, I am lovable, and I can do this. I'm not saying that this is going to create a perfect person. That is not what we are about. We are about creating the best you that you can be, the best you that can make you proud of you, so that when you are out in the workplace, when you are in your romantic relationships, when you are with your family, you are being that best proud you that you can be. And that's probably the most important thing. We've talked about eliminating woulda, shoulda, coulda from your vocabulary. We're not going to dwell on what you shoulda done, coulda done, woulda done. No. We're going to talk about what you actually did, because you wrote it down and you made a list of it. And when you review the list, I want you to start to get that feeling, let it just go through your entire body, about how good you felt when you did whatever it was that made you feel that happy. All of those good things that make you feel good. Get that feeling back again, so that when you think about it, you relive the experience, and then you can transfer that feeling to the next thing and the next thing. Now, let's talk about your strengths. We want to talk about working toward your strengths or celebrating your strengths. You already know what you don't do well. And one of the things that I like to do, especially whenever I have a job interview or when people call me for references for others, they'll say, well, Ms. Bracy, can you just tell us, what is one of the weaknesses that this person has? And I always say, well, I can tell you that one of the things on which he is working is, but I never say it's a weakness. And I'm giving you that as a tip tonight, because you don't want to say that these are weaknesses that you have. But these are things on which you are always working. And I know one of the things on which I always work is patience. Because in some of my jobs was to listen to people and their problems, but after they've told me the problem one time, they want to go back over and over again. So I had to develop patience so I wouldn't put them out of my office so I could go ahead and do what I needed to do. So it's very important that when you look at things, weakness connotates a lack of something. It means that it's a less than something. So if you are looking at your strengths, you're going to work towards your strengths, and you will continually work on some of those things that are going to help make you better and make your strengths stronger. So whenever you're celebrating your strengths, you are going to work toward those things that, well, let me just back up. People have always been pointing out to you your shortcomings. You can't do this, you can't do that. You don't need to work on that. So since you don't get the feedback on what you're good at, you're going to give your own self feedback at what you're good at. You already made a list. You know exactly what it is. So what you're going to do now is continue to look at that list. And somewhere on the list you might see, well, if I did this, it would help this be stronger. Do it. Start to look at your list in a way that's going to help you grow. The things that you do well are usually taken for granted, because you just do them. If you are a person who can make the best lemon meringue pie, and your family is coming over, and of course they expect you to make this pie because you know they know it's the best in the world. When you get up and go in the kitchen that morning to make that pie, you don't even think about it. Whatever you put in them, I think you get the eggs and the this and the that. I don't cook. But if you're making this lemon meringue pie and all the things that you need to put in, you've already gone out and gotten all of your ingredients so that when you get into the kitchen to make it, everything is available to you. You take for granted the skill that you have. You're taking for granted this thing that you do so well that people rush to your house just so they can put a piece of your lemon meringue pie in their mouth. How awesome is that? Those are the kinds of things that I want you to write down, because you've been taking them for granted. But it's not, because if they came to my house for a piece of lemon meringue pie, it would have been purchased at Sam's or Publix or somewhere. They would know that Inez didn't make it. So it's very important that the things that you take for granted, that you start to focus on and to write them down, and relish those things. Enjoy that. That's something good. That's one of your strengths on which you can work. As you're going through looking at your strengths, I want you to take note of them. Don't want you to discount them at all. Take note of them, because it's going to be very important that you pay attention to what you're doing. And then if you have a family member or a friend that you have a relationship who you know they will tell you the truth no matter what, you might sit down with them and say, listen, these are some of the things that I think I'm good in. What do you think? How do you feel about this? Well, I can tell you that your friends are going to give you 10 to 20 more things that you don't have on that list that they think you are good at. So now your list is going to grow. And as you grow your, and you can get this from like 3 to 5 people. If you send, ask three to five people, you know, look at my list and tell me what you think. Each one of them will give you something different to add to the list, because that is how they see you. That brings up another thing. How we see ourselves sometimes is a lot less than how others see us. How we show up to others, because that's what they see of us, but we don't see it. So now when you ask your friends, look at my list and tell me what you think, you're going to find out, wow, I didn't know you felt like that about me. I didn't know you thought that. It's a lot of things that will be revealed to you just by asking those questions. And that's also going to help you with that, stop that negative talk. Because now you know not only do you have these strengths, but other people see other strengths in you. It could be that you are just the best listener. They can come to you and tell you anything, and they know that they will never hear it again. And that is very, very important. Because some people, there are different people. You know, if it's something you want everybody to know, you go tell Susie. But if it's something you don't want anybody to know, you tell Mary. And you know for a fact that Mary's not going to tell a soul, but Susie is going to have it spread out before you can leave out of her presence. Those are the kinds of people you need to know who they are, but you also need to know who your real friends are. So when you ask these questions, they will give you true answers. Now, when people are telling you, you know what? Not only do you make the best lemon meringue pie, but you also have the best meatloaf. Don't say, girl, you know, I just throw that meat together. No, don't start discounting what they're telling you. Embrace what they're saying and say, thank you so much. I never thought about my meatloaf being good. When you think about your strength, you're going to spend time reviewing your list on a regular basis. Make time to do this. Don't just write the list and throw it away. Make time to go back over your list so that you can look at your strengths. You want to read it aloud. Add to it as you go. Praise yourself for what you've achieved. Now, we don't want you to compare yourself to others because others do what they do and you do what you do. So you don't want to compare yourself. But what you want to do is make sure that you review your strengths so that you can feel good about who you are and where you're going.